Hundreds of people gathered at Area 101, nestled in the hills of northern Mendocino County, to celebrate all things marijuana and the best of Northern California's largest cash crop.
It's really a gas. It's wonderful.
Sandra Jennings is owner of Absolutely Wonderful Cannabis.
Especially if this is something, you know, that you've been around, or if you've been a smoker for 40 years plus, this is an exciting time to be alive.
Jennings is amidst a crowded showcase of locals and out-of-towners here to display their marijuana-related products. She brought a collection of pharmaceutical jars of cannabis from more than 100 years ago.
These are apothecary jars and bottles that at one time held tinctures of cannabis, or cannabis, the flowers or the colas or the leaves. Sometimes it was leaves. There's nothing in the showcases that is any newer than the 1920s. And then the oldest piece we brought was a Civil War era bottle, hand-blown bottle of tincture, cannabis tincture. Oh, yeah, we sold that. We sold that one. That was a great one.
Other groups are showcasing medical marijuana-infused food. Katrina is with the Mendocino Farmers Collective. She's there representing their line of kitchen products.
We have spices. We have Italian spices and Mexican. We have salt. We have sugar. We're out of sugar right now. We have all-purpose seasoning. We do teas and coffees, one-pot meals.
Frank, an Emerald Triangle resident who declined giving his last name, brought his brand of Yeti products, including raw and medical marijuana, edibles, and soda.
It's different products I do using raw organic ingredients, infusing different ways to create remedies for pain, sleep, and that is the Yeti soda. It's just I'm starting to make some hand-brewed sodas.
Outside of showcasing medical marijuana-related products, the real purpose of the Emerald Cup is to find out who will win first prize for the best outdoor green bud. Here they announce the top 10 outdoor-grown green out of more than 130 entries this year.
We got an awful lot of really, really great dope this year.
Swami Chaitanya is an Emerald Cup judge.
On the other hand, we're always looking for the absolutely extraordinary.
To get things going, he starts off with a few ohms for the Middle East, home to the Kush bud.
And we all know that there's killing going on over there. But it's the land of Kush. And so the joy and love that we get out of our herb and that we share as a community and we share with this music and we dance and celebrate together, that energy we need to send back to the Kush, because that's where those people are. And they need that energy, they need the love, and they need the peace.
Steve Bloom, author of Reefer Movie Madness, announces the top three winners with description of their prized, top-grade medical marijuana.
But they're loaded with crystals that are very tasty. It makes your nose tickle with flavors of peppermint. You can almost chew it. It produces a sweet aftertaste, smells like a baby puke.
And number one, again, Bloom.
Sour best shit ever! I love that name. So much fun to say. Okay, so it's a 1978 old school Lao Affy.
A cross strain from Southern California. The winner declined to give his name.
It's actually the original strain that the DNA made the LA Confidential with. It's L-A-O-G Affy. Crossed with the original sage it came from Santa Barbara.
A small collective from Anderson Valley in Mendocino County took four of the top 10 prizes. Third, fourth, fifth, and eighth. Amidst the live music and ganja, the Emerald Cup has sobering moments. Each year, organizers bring speakers to talk about the marijuana wars, from legalization to the latest research. This year, they invited John McCowan, Mendocino County's 2nd District Supervisor. He says the county's newest marijuana certification program, the 9.31 Ordinance, allows eligible growers to produce up to 99 plants with protection from Mendocino County's Sheriff's Office.
But it really is basically comes down to you get to argue about it in court. So it's one thing to say, well, I think I'm legal, I hope I'm legal, I really kind of think I'm legal. It's another to have a permit from the sheriff that says you're legal.
A marijuana critic, McCowan supported a backlash ordinance to limit the amount of medical marijuana grown in Mendocino County in 2008. Now he says he wants to work with growers who are willing to work with him.
There's multiple benefits to the program. The community is assured that the applicant is not creating environmental or community problems. The applicant has a higher level of protection, and everybody can save money by not having the sheriff have to go around and arrest people, prosecute them, public defender, probation. Everybody can apply their energy to doing something more productive.
With the county and state in a deficit, lawmakers are looking at ways to bring in needed revenue. The untapped resource of medical marijuana may be a local salvation. McCowan says if 100 growers sign up for the new program, they can save 7 sheriff office jobs at the cutting block.
If enough people come forward and apply for these permits, potentially it could avoid those layoffs, or they could be hired back, possibly.
But for some, it's hard to trust law enforcement. Growers who have been at the helms of hiding their operations for years, if not decades, may have some trepidation about working with cops. Emerald Cup founder Tim Blake signed his collective up with the new program and says he's looking for the middle ground.
It's like you have the one side that doesn't want any limits or regulations, then you got the other people trying to grapple with it, trying to make some sense of it. And so you get stuck in the middle. John hasn't had an easy job. Some of the growers and people have looked at him as like really regulatory and trying to limit people down. And the other side of it is he's trying to deal with, law and legal issues and county ordinances and going forward.
Pot growers and lawmakers alike are seeing common ground in the benefits medical marijuana can have for the Emerald Triangle community. The Emerald Cup is just one example. At $100 a ticket, Blake estimates $10,000 of the event's proceeds will go to the Gavin House, a nonprofit in Ukiah.
Yeah, they're a great group of people, the HIV Hep C Center, and they're helping needy patients and stuff, and they're really short on funding. We decided to choose them.
And all in all, McCowan may even be turning a new leaf within the medical marijuana community. After attending the Emerald Cup, he says,
it is my first time at the Emerald Cup. People seem to be enjoying themselves. It's probably a lot mellower than if it was a bar scene.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KMUD Community News.